This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, fax 989-875-5023. And Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D, fax 989, I'll leave the rest of it blank, regarding Linda Allen, A-L-L-E-N, date of birth 7/14/1948. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Allen with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was April 15th of this year. She's very tired and still grieving after her husband died very quickly after being diagnosed with metastatic bone cancer last fall. He died in November of last year, very suddenly, she thought. And she's still grieving very heavily with his loss. She has lost 8 pounds over the last 6 months, and she states it's very hard to cook for just one person. And sometimes she doesn't feel like eating very much. She had had a very underactive thyroid, but the most recent TSH level looks like it's back in the normal range. So the thyroid medication adjustments look like they're working very well at this point. Of course, you can't judge it by how she feels because she's sad and she's very tired all the time. Other than that, no other symptoms or problems since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. The only change is a change in Synthroid dose. Physical exam, weight 148 pounds. Pulse is 86. Blood pressure is 98 over 84 today. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent renal labs were done 9/23/2024. Creatinine is improved, 1.13. Estimated GFR is 50. Calcium 9.6, sodium 139, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 27, ferritin level 28, iron saturation percentage 28, iron is 69. Hemoglobin is 11.7 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and improvement in creatinine. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently slightly hypotensive but asymptomatic. If she continues in that range, Norvasc could be decreased further from 5 milligram daily, perhaps to 2.5 milligram daily. And 3, bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.